Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth Show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and it is such a blessing and an honor and privilege to be here with all of you today. It is March 9th, the year 2024, and for today's transmission, I wanted to dedicate this to my beloved father in heaven, Ray Trujillo. He would have been 92 years old today, and he was 33-year military and so much more. And so there's a great deal to celebrate with the memory of him and all of his contributions to the world, to humanity, to the animal kingdom. And so I just wanted to take the moment to express that. And so while we're in the topic of Pisces in the month of March and also February, from February 20th, the conception there up until right now, it is in perhaps like precise elements with the new moon that is in Pisces. And so when we conjure thoughts and emotions and also patterns and cycles in our individual lives and our internal precepts of our mind and our orientation and our mind, heart, body, soul matrix, there's much to consider, much to interact with, and much to postulate upon, as with much in life, right? So there's always a muchness to our lives. And every day there's a new opportunity to expand upon that muchness. So sometimes people feel very overwhelmed. Sometimes people feel, wow, when can I get a reprieve in my life? When can I have a moment to just perhaps relax or just to contemplate? And in addition to setting aside time for meditation, prayer, chanting, any type of personal modality that is respective to one's belief systems and their personal modalities, it seems as if this space-time continuum that we're in this precise moment, that everything is in a quickening. So in a collective stream of our consciousness, it might appear to so many of you that time is just escaping us, that time is speeding up, that time just seems to keep in this flow that is rapid. And in the rapidity of all, where is the time to catch up? And then there's the overwhelming in-stream of events in the daily life, in the inner life, in the inner emotional realm, and also in the interdimensional realm. So all of that correlates with perhaps heightened sensations of emotional dysregulation or some sort of a rise in the place of the nervous system. And then we also have to consider that we have a lot going on in our earthly realm, and the energies here upon Earth, and also the energies in our magnetosphere and the solar flares that we do have to navigate around and be aware of, because that can also exacerbate our emotional nervous system, our energetic body system, and also our spiritual inner life system. And so with that being said, when there is a collective consciousness of a various, I would say, symphony of emotions on a high regard, higher vibrational, and also we have the lower vibrational and also the mid. So on a microcosm and a macrocosm, when you look upon the energetic body and how we are electrical beings and spiritual beings, all in this beautiful, you know, cacophony of intrepidness, fearlessness, but also with, I would say, the journey to persist, the journey to be resilient, the journey within to be fearless and go forward. And that is part of our survival. And then there are those that have a great deal of fear that is in relation with their anxiousness and their response system and the nervous system realm. But in the overall spectrum of the body, in the mind, in the spirit, the precept that, like, let's look at the hippocampus, right? And so the place in which we have the creative structure and how to mitigate and how to navigate our actions, there's something within the mind and the body that wants to help us to, when we have a place of fear or contention, to hijack and go into and help us with that, and to help us to become more intrepid and a little more resilient to continue in our survival. So while there's a great deal of all of that that I could spend hours discussing and going through various aspects of that, when we look at the emotional realm, and Pisces is a beautiful sign. And those of you that are Pisces or know Pisces or are connected to Pisces, you know, we're not putting any necessary, box or typecast on astrological signs. Yet there is much to do with the age, the Piscean age, the age of Aquarius. So this just extends and expands into a broader topic, yet in this moment that we're in right now here on planet Earth and the interdimensional realms that we work with and that work with us, and when we have the quickening occurring and time speeding up, and also where your internal system seems as if you can't catch a break, where's the reprieve? And so this is what compels me to just briefly discuss that in the Pisces new moon that we're in right now, this is a learning period for us to truly learn and help and assist us with exhaling out where we need certain closures, to take a moment, because the last 6 months has been pretty, I would say there's a bombastic energy, there's this a bit discord, a bit peaceful, a bit harmonious, but also a bit, it seems as if everything's coming in this, like a maelstrom of energies all at once. So many of you may have experienced a little bit of peace and a little bit of chaos, a little discord, but then a little bit of there's a light at the end of the tunnel all at the same time. And so this is why I feel imperative to discuss that, because while Pisces is essentially the last sign in the zodiac, there's a great deal with the fish, the beautiful fish. And in essence, we can learn from this particular time that by exhaling, taking a reprieve, taking a moment, and just to kind of surrender and complete ourselves in a surrender. And when I say surrender, I am certainly not saying give up. Surrender in the spiritual element is to give up the tumult, give up the rigor, give up the laborious, the capacity in which things have been so laborious for oneself to take on any further, and give it up to God, give it up to Buddha, give it up to your angels, your spirit guides, give it up to a higher power. And so surrendering is a beautiful action, because when you have reached your capacity in your human form with your spirit body, and you must seek within to expand on asking for higher realms of guidance from the interdimensional realms. And those of you that are connected to starseed beings, the Palladians, the Arcturians, the Venusians, Lyrians, Atlanteans, like, I could speak about that as well. Yet there's this interconnectivity to, regardless of what your belief systems, plural, are, or one belief system or non-belief system, yet at the end of the day, calling in your highest, most pure, embodied, amazing, beautiful self is truly what must be invoked to help oneself, in addition to anything else that they believe in or nothing at all. If you don't believe in anything at all, At least believe in your highest self, because that is always with you, always has been, and always will be. But generate that relationship with your highest self. Generate that beautiful relationship with that higher being of your soul and of your soul's embrace and your soul's gifts, your soul's evolution. And it will enhance your daily life. And so when I go back into the surrender component during this particular time where we are seeking perhaps closure, ending one cycle, beginning a new cycle, then that is also about that fortune favors the bold. Fortune favors the brave. So in essence, well, there's this relinquish of control, but in the bravery, the boldness of faith. And that's where the faith comes in with that surrender element, where it's certainly not giving up. You know, when we relinquish, it's not necessarily that aspect of giving up, but it's relinquishing control, relinquishing, freeing up the space that has been consuming some of the core aspects that necessarily could have brought us to a higher place. But when we're literally holding on to the weight of the world, we're holding on to the weight of poison, the weight of lower vibrational emotional streams, or the past, or what has caused injury to our soul, to our emotion, to our heart. So if we can relinquish some of that, and relinquish the control over that as well, and surrender it in that form of spiritual surrender, and then restore our faith within ourself and embody our highest self and utilize that with the grace of God, Jesus, Buddha, the Shekinah, your guardian angel, anything else that you wish to call in for yourself that is of virtue. And of love and light, of course, because there are the tricksters and the Luciferian and the dark side of things. Yet, that's a whole other topic. I digress. Yet, we really want to look at the uncertainties where we can embrace ourselves and we can get a greater, let's say we can forge more so through the deeper recesses of ourselves and our connectivity and our connections to the divine, and how our connections with the divine correlate with our earthly realm existence in the flesh. And so when you embody these beautiful spiritual practices such as prayer, meditation, chanting, yogic exercises, tai chi, nurturing your body as a sacred temple, you know, the molecular structure of our body, it's truly, when we look at the electromagnetism, that's the foundation of our life. And it correlates with the spirit and the body and the electrical currents. If you look at it in a microcosm, macrocosm element, there's so much. And you look at the electrical charge of water. And also, you know, I do plan on talking about Dr. Soto Emoto and the beautiful language of water, but our bodies consist of, you know, 90%, or, you know, what we truly know. What do we, you know, what do we truly have as far as percentage wise? But when we think of that and the electrical currents, everything, and there's the emotional body and the somatic energies and also the psychosomatic energies, right? That we, the illusion and the phantom pains and the phantom thoughts. So when we go within, we want to come out of this with the highest, most beautiful expressions of ourselves. And that is the goal, that we can come out of the blue, come out of the darkness, come out of our hibernation, so to speak, especially from the last 6 months, and come out right on divine time for ourselves with that faith and with that execution of faith in ourselves and in each other at the same time. And so if we really look at how we can encourage and welcome our spirit bodies and our essence of our gifts and the gifts that we're evolving with, the gifts that we're learning, the gifts that we seek to achieve, and also the gifts that we want to really learn from and help others with such gifts. That's a beautiful sentiment. That's a beautiful expression of our time and energy here upon Earth. And this goes back to purpose and our multifaceted aspects of purpose and our purpose-driven lives. And what is your why? And how is your how? And so when you seek the why in your life and you apply that with the perseverance of, I'm finding the seat of my soul at the helm of me, at the root of me. This is one of my many causes. This is one of my many goals. This is one of my many contributions to the world, to humanity, to the animal kingdom, to society, to the community around you, and the communities that are far, far off and away. And so you also look at the contribution into the celestial kingdom realm, into the starseed realm, that we are in a beautiful, consistent confluence of being observed by God or Heavenly Father. You can say Buddha, the universal cosmos, all of the above, the Blessed Mother Mary, the guardian angels, the archangel realm, the starseed realm, the galactic kingdom in every form and fashion and function. However you orient yourself, we are in observation. And so hence thereby the law of karma. And so our actions therefore equal a reaction. And that reaction catches up with us in due time. And whether that action may be that you saw an animal that needed help, and your first impulse was to go and do your best as a human being to help that beautiful sentient being. Whatever your initial thought was at that time, separate from the fear, the anxiety, the nervousness of, oh no, that poor little creature. But in the heart, what your first thought was, I want to help. And so if you think about, let's say, you know, Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, there's a general consensus of, if you cannot help them, at least love them. In the words of Jesus, love them, even if you don't truly understand. So to love one another, to love and respect our fellow brothers and sisters in all forms, in all the forms of the Creator, the grand architects, God loves versatility and diversity and variety. So there's so much beauty in this world. There's so much beauty in this world. And you have all of these different facets, and you have all of these different archetypes, and all of these beautiful kingdom creatures and kingdom elements. And so when you look around, you cannot deny or defy that you are here for a very specific reason, that your time here is so precious, that your time here is so imperatively profound, and that you have a reason to be here. So regardless of whatever may have happened and occurred in your life, good or not so good, that you're still here. And so every day is the beginning of the rest of your life. Every new day is essentially a new day to begin again, to begin anew. So if you found yourself in some sadness and some depression, of course, always seek licensed therapeutic practices or anything else that helps you. But in addition to that, if you really stop and ponder upon your existence and where you would like closure with a certain past of yourself and how you'd like to begin again, begin anew, come out of the blue, come out of the black, come out of the gray, come out of that and into the light, this is when surrendering in the spiritual sense of the word surrender, and bringing in and encapsulating your highest, most beautiful sacred self, however that may appear to you, however that feels comfortable for you. And if it's hard for yourself to see your highest, beautiful self, take your time, practice. Take your time, practice that, because I assure you that when you apply 21 days minimum of conscious reconditioning, when you retrain the mind, you retrain the logic and also the subconscious and the frequencies that are incoming and also outpicturing, and you start to believe in that aspect of yourself that, wow, perhaps that is true, that I do have my highest self to contend with, to confer with, to really work through some things. And of course, under the grace of God, your belief system, whatever else that might be, but really working with your highest self. Think about that. And that's a beautiful, beautiful expression, because that is yourself working with yourself. And that you have no responsibility at that time and place to anyone other than yourself. So whenever there's doubts upon your function in this world, take a look around at the variety, the diversity, the beauty of the world, the beauty that transcends what seems to be the hellish sphere that is upon Earth all at the same time, because there is the dichotomy. There is the dichotomy. You know, sometimes many of you may feel that in the literary way, it's like Dante's Inferno here, right? And the layers of hell. And then we also have the layers of heaven and the higher realms of heaven. So where there is darkness, there is also light. And the yin and the yang and the balance of life. Where there is sickness, there's also health. Where there is extreme poverty, there's also excessive riches in the world. So where is the balance? There's also excessive unhappiness and then excessive elation. And so where is the balance? So find your balance despite whatever elements that are incongruent around you or that are congruent within you, and then you want to find that beautiful balance. Find your pivot point. And so essentially, with this new moon, this new Pisces new moon, that this is a really beautiful time to really absorb and to study the self a little further. Some of you may say, I've been studying myself since the beginning of my life, essentially. And that's fine. It's beautiful. But right now, especially with the elements that are going on in the world, the collapses that are all around us in so many ways, in the geopolitical, in our what's designed and engineered against us, what is created to attack ourselves, and also the operations that are created to confuse us and to brainwash and to hijack the mind, essentially mind wiping. And so right now it's imperative that you really seek control. You know, the hippocampus is always subjected to where you can either have a great deal of control and emotional intelligence and have your individuality, your individuation, and where you have autonomy over yourself. You have the liberty, the freedom to choose right, but choose for the greater good of the soul, the self, of course, always. But in that choice, that you have the freedom of choice. But when that region of the brain is potentially under attack from various sources by design, all man-made created, then you must really stop and think and how to counteract for yourself and really regain your power, regain yourself, regain your connection. And if you've never felt the connection to your highest self, that's okay. You can start today. But those of you that do have an ongoing relationship with your highest self, this is the time to really, really amplify that relationship, to become more intrepid, more beautiful, in all the elements and become braver every day and to become more compassionate towards yourself. Because when we love ourselves and we have the compassion towards ourselves, and no matter what we've been through, no matter what we've endured, that we send ourselves love and compassion and the faith in ourselves, then we can better position and orient ourselves in this world, in this realm, and also magnetize to us and bring in the higher dimensional elements and the miracles of God, the miracles of whatever you believe in outside of yourself. And so during this particularly sacred time, in essence, of our form and function and the constellation of our souls and our soul tribes and our soul contracts with one another and those that we no longer have a connection to, perhaps we've outgrown or they've outgrown us, or there has been an injury upon the self from a particular individual or group of individuals, that's okay, because you can recognize that you are opening your field up for new beginnings, new soul tribe magnetism, new friendship groups, new family. Family can be of the spirit as well. You can have kindred spirit soul families. And that's also another gift from God. If we are failed by our flesh and bone, if we fail our flesh and bone, if we persecute, they persecute us, we can both be guilty parties, or one is innocent, one is guilty, right? The drama triangle of life and the persecution complex of all of that, then we can start anew and learn from what we made mistakes, or learn from any of the mistakes without addressing our proper boundaries or addressing proper boundaries unto others as well. So taking accountability, right? Taking accountability and moving into that unknown territory and previously uncharted territory with that bravery of you and your highest self and your faith in yourself, your faith in the Creator. And so that's also part of nourishing the self, nourishing your being, nourishing all of that while truly envisioning yourself and transcending with the curiosity of, wow, how can I imagine myself in a greater place? Can I imagine myself in a year from now being, wow, this is just fantastic, even in a week from now? You know, visualize yourself, imagine your greatest, highest self. And wow, does your heart smile, or is there resistance to that? So in any capacity that one feels as if they are called to seek that inner reflection of the inner life and to have that courage upon the journey moving forward, going upward and onward, right? Well, there's the challenge of thoughts of security, the thoughts of, do I feel safe? Can I be safe in the new me? And that's literally like a beautiful snake shedding the skin for regeneration, renewal. If you look at the snake and the caduceus, right, or the Ouroboros, it's the constant rebirth and the evolution of life. And yes, sometimes, you know, biblically and how it's been edited out, snakes get a really bad, unfortunate rap. And that's very unfair for beautiful, beautiful, the reptilian snakes that are God's creatures. Yet, taking out the metaphor of Adam and Eve in the way that the snake gets the negative connotation, but to look at the sacredness, the embodiment of rebirth, regeneration, renewal. And the snake is entirely all about regeneration and renewal and healing. And yes, I know that snakes can invoke fear in many people. And yes, snakes do have venom. And yes, snakes do have very, you know, fatal posits, but that's God's defense system for themselves, because they have a purpose here upon earth. So every creature has a purpose here, every creature has a divine purpose here in one form or another. And so God creates defense mechanisms for all sacred beings, such as he does for ourselves. And so we all have purpose here. And so in our defense mechanisms that we have in our amygdala, our adrenal system, our fawning, flight, fight, fright, freeze, and faint modes, and all of that, that is to keep us surviving and so that we can truly continue on with our species and then respect our fellow species brethren and sentient beings and the nature kingdom. So I wanted to bring up that while we have, you know, speaking about infusing courage within yourself and your purpose and really urging the self to have a new familiarization with your heart and with your faith within you, have a new familiarization with your mind, body, heart, soul matrix. And then when you essentially do that, you really discover and uncover that releasing many patterns of who you were before and who you want to be today. Do you want to recapture elements of where you were before, who you were before, all the good pieces, all the great elements, all the wonderful components of who you were before? Perhaps that childlike wonder, perhaps that deep, beautiful creativity, until the world put a blockade upon you, or you put a blockade upon you from your own fear or from judgment from others that caused you to really have self-doubt, the places that have been injured by the judgment and limited belief systems from other individuals that told you that, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And that beautiful curiosity, that beautiful wonderment, that beautiful creativity may have shut down. And yes, there are things that seem impossible that not everyone can comprehend with vision. Not everyone has vision. And of course, there's logic and function and form. But in all essence, though, whenever your dreams have been killed off, or, you know, a dream has been deferred with a negative connotation of just the judgment, without properly listening and sacredly listening to your dream, to your vision, to your goals, and if that has been vanquished by someone else, and you are in a regret, and you have a self-imposed guilt upon yourself, why did I believe that person? And then there's that resentment towards that person or the group of people. Well, this is the time right now that if you ever felt a piece of yourself from the past, and that's just merely an example, merely just one example of infractions that become difficult to endure after some time has passed for many people, where a dream, a goal, or something that they had envisioned for their future self was quashed and annihilated, and now they feel that they're completely in the Tower of London, and they feel isolated. They feel that they have no fervor to live. Well, right now, I'm just lovingly and mindfully reminding that if that's you, then go within, go back into that place, that beautiful aspect where you're in the you now, but look at that place of that dream, that feeling of the dream. And even if the dream has shifted and changed, but look at that essence of the feeling within your response system, within your mind, body, spirit. And what do you feel? What do you hear? Well, essentially, the main common denominator would be, in essence, I had faith in myself. I had faith in the divine. I had faith in God, the universe, the cosmos. I had faith that my spirit guides would carry me through. And then one day, somebody just stomped upon my dreams or told me, you can't do that. You can't do that. and I listened to that person or your parents or your family members or a best friend or somebody, whatever, right? I'm just giving examples for men and women alike, right? If they wanted to be a filmmaker, if they wanted to be a world famous chef, if they wanted to be an Olympic athlete, if they wanted to have, you know, a dream, a business, or write a book or a yoga studio or whatever it may be, whatever it would be. And someone said, well, that's preposterous. Who are you to do that? And you see how the offense upon the soul can occur. And then in the place of feeling that degradation and the attack, one goes inward. And then it feels as if, wow, my goodness, I should not have listened to that person. I was doing so great listening to God, listening to my angels, listening to Buddha, listening to my spirit guides, listening to the universe. I saw all the synchronicities. I saw all the signs to keep going onward and upward with this. But then I just decimated myself, and I want to get that part back. So that's the piece here, is getting your faith back in yourself to whatever it is that you want to do today, tomorrow, next year, regardless of what's going on in the world. You really want to embody your faith in yourself once again and have that beautiful motivation, if it was lost before or trampled upon. I'm sorry that happened to you, but regain it, because you are the master of your universe. Yes, we live under God's universe, but God gave you the free will and the gift to have autonomy, the gift to have a free soul, a free spirit, to not be encumbered by shackles and chains to limiting belief systems, fear-based systems, the negative fear-based separative ego system, to where if you want to have a goal where it's just one thing that means something to you, by all means, seek it, grasp it, apply for it. The worst thing that can happen is that you never tried at all, right? The worst thing that you could do is to never try at all. And I'm speaking of the realms of safety here. I'm not giving goals like someone wants to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and they're not seeking proper training. And of course, you know, that they prohibit that. But of course, you know, there's the conditioning that comes in with that. There's the realm and reason, of course, with that. And if you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, okay, great. You can still do that. Condition yourself, look and research what it is that you need to do to prepare. You see, so right there, it's like building up that dream, building up that creative vision, that goal, but looking at how to strategize, how to structure, how to prepare for it, even if it is a big feat, right? So we're not killing off that dream. We're just literally saying, within safety and reason, know what to prepare for. And then if it's to have, you know, some beautiful element, an animal sanctuary, right? And you're like, well, how can I do that? You know, the economy is collapsing. No one has anything. Everyone there, you know. But then you look at, in the creative aspect of the conscious stream of, okay, there are other animal charities out there. There are other animal sanctuaries out there. Perhaps I can join forces with them, bring my resources, because the more the merrier, right? And it does take a village for big, beautiful goals. So if you have that dream, regardless of whatever may be going on, whatever happened to you or happened in the world, keep pursuing your dream, but keep believing in yourself. And so releasing who you were before, saying goodbye to the parts that don't serve you, but saying hello to the elements of your past and your present that merge together and that really have this beautiful convergence of the soul and of the mind, and creating the space for yourself to be your perfect embodiment. And yes, someone may say there's no such thing as perfection, yet when I say your perfect embodiment, what I mean by that is what your perspective of your own perfect embodiment would be. And so if it's near perfect, then that's essentially perfect. And so when you feel these heightened sensitivities, when we all feel these heightened sensitivities in this world and with various onslaughts of things in the universal realm and the earthly realm, then we have to really look within and connect with those desires, our innermost desires, those dreams, and the new paradigm of our individual life. And when I speak of the new perspectives and the orientation or a renewed perspective, renewed orientation, then that incurs only transformation. When you seek the light and you continue to walk in it, you continue to walk towards that light. Even if you're doing baby steps, that's okay, as long as you're moving forward. And you have to take a pause for just a moment. That's okay, but do not regress. And if you regress, then you have to get the strength to come back into your mind, body, and soul, and then to say, I have strength again to move forward. Yet when you go into those innermost true desires and you set the intention for that transformation, you can truly align yourself with the forefront of your mind, the forefront of your heart, the forefront of your soul's personal retribution of the self. So you have all of these collective frequencies working with you, working within you, working upon you and around your field, and really inviting and aligning. And when you have empathy, being an empath, and if you're listening to the show, chances are that anyone who has interest and intrigue into these matters has the orientation, the proclivity to be an empath, and there are various forms of empathy in this world. No two empaths are precisely the same as no two people are precisely the same. Yet there are similar characteristics, similar personality, and the personification and the archetype of oneself, that there can be subtypes in essence. But I'm not categorizing anyone when I speak of empaths out there, but I'm speaking to the individual aspects of empathy in everyone and those that are seeking to increase their empathy as well. So when you align your empathy, you align your spiritual goals, your spiritual aspirations, and you really are seeking to transcend all that has been limiting around you and all that has been limited upon you, that's when you have the collective amplification of your dreams that are no longer deferred, that are now being set into motion, set into God's mirror, set into your mirror, asking and seeking the karmic laws to confer and to work with you, and that all the places in which you helped someone else, all the places that you served for a greater cause, that now you need that help. Now you need that great divine assistance, and seek for it, ask for it, pray for it, chant for it, sing for it, affirm for it. Manifest that. Ask God, ask Buddha, ask the universe, ask your spirit guides, and then show your due diligence with action and consistency and discipline. God helps those who help themselves. And yes, if you hit the quintessential brick wall or a garrison, and you reach a Rubicon, essentially, where, wow, I really want to transcend this quintessential brick wall, the Rubicon, the garrison, the blockade. I want to walk through that portal. Then, by all means, assert yourself. Have the confidence in yourself, no matter what anyone else has told you, that you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And when you say to yourself, yes, I can, Doesn't that vibration within yourself resonate on a beautiful frequency as opposed to no, you cannot? No, that's just a fallacy. That's an illusion. You are enduring something that is just not possible at all. Well, if we told many people that that was impossible, we would not have all of these beautiful inventions today, correct? Many people that have had dreams and their dreams didn't work out and it wasn't their fault, right? But they at least sought out their dream. They ran with it. They worked so hard. They chased it. But at least they know that they followed their dreams and they tried. And then the percentage of those that did not receive their dream to fruition for some reason, and those that did receive their dream and see it to fruition for some reason as well. The key point is that you believe in yourself enough to follow through, that I'm going to do this and see if this could work. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I'm going, my dream is to try to create a cure, right? So if your goal is, I want to create a cure for this, you know, devastating disease or ailment, right? And whatever happens that gets in the way of successful things that are not your fault. Let's just say that you really sought it and you believed in yourself to take it to the next place. But that shows you that you have integrity, that you have persistence, the tenacity, the resilience, and that if that goal was not facilitated at that time, guess what that means? That you have the power and the vision and the fortitude that because you did that and for some reason it was blocked by humanity, by design, perhaps, let's say, guess what? You have the energy where you can move on to something different and actually exact on that goal as well. And perhaps that goal personally will not be blocked from yourself and that you can achieve that. So in essence, meaning that don't give up. You want to keep going and going because there's something within your soul that speaks to you. Listen to me. Hear me out. You are capable of doing so much. And that is the key of having faith in yourself. Regardless of the outcome, when you try, but then you keep trying, and you will win. You always will win eventually. You always will. The only way that you will not win is if you have self-defeat, and there are those that try to work against you because you have the cure for something, and then, of course, you have people against you, and then they blockade you, but then you keep moving onward in a different direction, and then that will not be prevented. So in essence, that is what I'm providing to the soul. And in this way, that honoring yourself in the new moon, honoring and embracing your creativity, honoring and embracing your creative projects, your personal soul aspirations, you know, if it's rituals for cleansing, releasing emotions, releasing those places where, wow, you know, I just gave up on relationships because that happened to me. So I gave up. I gave up on the cure for this. I gave up on this invention. I gave up on writing this symphony. I gave up on writing the screenplay. I gave up on writing a book. I gave up on my business, you know, whatever it may be. I gave up on my personal goals of my health, right? Well, that's okay. Learn from that and now make a new goal. Because right now is the optimal time for increasing your optimism for the self, invoking that. You know, journal your dreams, journal, visualize, manifest. It's okay. And if you want to share it with a trusted person, that's okay also. But you want to do a lot of subconscious healing and higher conscious healing. And it's a very healthy reflection, especially during this new moon, to have new moon reflections, new moon journaling, new moon candles, new moon prayers, blessings, new moon cleansing. So regeneration, renew. Think of yourself like the beautiful Ouroboros, the beautiful regeneration, the caduceus, the snake. Or think of yourself in the transformative aspect of a butterfly or the phoenix, what regenerates. And so when you confront the truth of yourself, you shift and change, and you truly look at the collective of your soul, and you really want to honor yourself. So the key elements and the takeaways for today's transmission, in honor of the divine, in honor of your soul's divine journey, is that under this new moon, this particular time, this little reprieve, this moment of introspection, that you can, yes, you can honor yourself. Do not stop believing in yourself. Never cease believing in the self, because you are your own best and greatest friend. We can be our own worst enemies, but we can transform ourselves from being our own worst enemy into becoming our greatest friend in translation. Working with your highest self, working under God, the Creator, Buddha, the angel realm. Allow yourself to literally break free from the shackles, the chains, and the constraints, the expectations of others. Look at your own personal expectations and embrace yourself, your autonomy, your liberation, your freedom, your free spirit, and truly be you. Be yourself, follow your dreams, help others, yes, help humanity, help animals, help the spirit kingdom, help by being a good steward, but be unapologetically you, divine, beautiful you. And so before I conclude today's transmission, in the honor of my father in heaven, Ray Trujillo, who was a immense motivator, an immense animal lover, immense humanity lover, and immense, beautifully spiritual, beyond advanced genius, truly genius, so many ways. And so in the light of the world, in the light of the dimensions that we work with, see your own inner light, work with your own outpicturing of that light. If that light has been dimmed, if that light has been perhaps overshadowed by darkness of others or even yourself from the injury of others, allow that literally that inner flame to be ignited again. Try to find that light again. And even if you can't seem to find it on your own, it's okay to seek help to get it. Even if it's listening to the show, even if it's, you know, listening to other people and other shows and experts speak of things, prayer, meditation, chanting, whatever it may be, don't give up on yourself. Just know that that inner light can be reignited, and you behold the torch to ignite that inner flame always, because you are with yourself throughout space and time. And so in the inner reflection of your being and of your essence, it's up to you. No matter what's happened upon you, it's truly up to you. So you have to trust that greatest, highest version of yourself and integrate. And if you have to practice and condition yourself, then by all means, we all have to practice, all of us. We all have to study. We all have to be consistent. But you get to learn more of yourself when you practice with yourself thoroughly. And then you truly maximize your stamina for that. You maximize all stamina with introspection and the uncertainties that you discover about yourself. You work on it one by one and you notice it. And then you see ahead of yourself the countless goals that you have. Wow, I actually completed that goal. And so you want to have strategy, you want to have certainty, and you want to have that element of surrender in the spiritual realm, and that feel, that confrontation of yourself. Once you get through that, you transcend that inner confrontation, then the road is literally paved in gold and rainbows, and it's exhilarating, and it feels more normal for the self. So in conclusion, I wanted to thank you all for your beautiful presence and your sacredness for listening and taking the time on this transmission of the Beyond Earth show. And all of you that subscribe to the show or would like to subscribe to the show, thank you very much. And thank you for sharing honoring of my beloved father, Ray Trujillo. Thank you for always being here with your open mind and open heart. It is always a privilege and an honor to be with you. And I look forward to our next transmission in 2 weeks' time. And make it a beautiful, lovely, magical time for yourself. Believe in yourself. Be fearless, be brave, be bold. And this is your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show. And I'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. Bye.